If you had to choose between wearing a maid dress or a crop top, which would you choose? Probably. I don't think I'd be very comfortable in the maid dress. But like, I have no problem showing you what I look like with a crop top on. This one was deleted, so I don't know if I want to read this. Like, the user deleted their profile, so I'm not reading this. What's your most embarrassing moment? I don't know. I've had a lot. If you could change one thing about yourself, and it doesn't have to be physical, what would it be? I would probably grant myself the ability to shut the fuck up. Sometimes I just don't stop talking, and gets me into trouble. Mostly trouble with myself. So, what's the weirdest name you'd name your child? I've never thought of that. Like, what's the weirdest name? I always thought it would be funny to name a child something like apathy or like misery. Cause like, if you think of it objectively, like lyrically and melodically, those names sound very nice, like misery. But I don't know what would happen to my child if I did that. Do you speak any other languages? No, I don't. It might be fun to kind of do a bilingual audio. I did do, my vampire audio has Hungarian in it. I did learn Hungarian phrases to complete that one, and there will be more Hungarian. So just because I'm not bilingual doesn't mean that I can't make a bilingual audio. What equipment do you use? And same for editing software. So, I use a Neumann TLM-103 for my microphone. I think, hold on. Let me just make sure I'm not like lying to you. Neumann TLM. Yep, I use a Neumann TLM-103. That's my microphone. I've got like a generic pop filter, pop screen in front of it. And it's on a boom arm, which you can get on like Amazon for like less than $50. And I don't really have it set up on any preamps, but I am using the Focusrite Scarlett to run the to run my XLR into. And so that's my simple setup just for recording. Actually, I'm getting a board soon, but for recording software, I use Adobe Audition. That's how I edit. Would you do another collab with Eli like the next 15 minutes? Probably not in the near future because Eli is really, really busy. Not only is he busy at work, but he's kind of busy doing, he just set up his own Patreon, and he's kind of in the middle of that, and I think he's doing a lot of work with Miri right now, and I think that's keeping him pretty busy, and I think it's doing he's doing well for himself in doing all of that stuff, and so right now I don't think there's really much room, but if he came to me and said like, hey, I've got some time now, let's do something, yeah, I would do something. And would you do a collab with Cal? Assuming that Cal like came to me and said like, hey, I'm free to do something, then yeah, I would. Would you, Eli, and Cal do a collab? And I cannot answer that because I can't answer if they would want to do a collab with two other people. So that's not really, I can't answer that question. I would do a collab with both of them at the same time, but I don't know if they would. Hi Tom, will you be doing any more WOC audios? So Women of Color is what WOC stands for. we are referring to Wash Day, which was an audio that I created that was able to depict a situation between a couple that was just an everyday situation that everybody could imagine themselves in. And Wash Day, if you pay attention, is about hair care routines that many women of color have to go through. So when a woman of color hears it, hopefully they feel more seen. And that's the point, is because if I said something like, I don't want to exclude anybody by doing this, the reason that statement is problematic is because the standard of beauty in the Western world is white. So when I create an audio that is not specifically for a person of color, right? Although they can hear themselves in it, and although I don't use descriptors like she blushed or, you know, I ran my fingers through her hair, even though I try to exclude stuff like that, it's still very easy for a person of color to not really feel themselves in that character, because by default, we've been conditioned to just see these protagonists as white protagonists, unless they're shown or depicted as otherwise, which is easier to do in a visual medium like television. So, that said, I wanted to get that out of the way, because I wanted to explain to people who aren't people of color why this is such a requested thing by people who are people of color. And it's because they don't feel seen, and feeling seen doesn't necessarily mean that they are specifically spoken about. It has to do with ingrained cultural notions of beauty, and the fact that unless we actually say something and explicitly state that somebody is a person of color, to a person of color whose experience has always been that, you know, white is the standard of beauty, they're just going to assume that our characters are white. That's the bottom line. That's how I feel. And you're free to disagree with me, and I respect you for that, but that's how I feel. The second thing I want to say is that for me, creating audio is therapy. I take emotions that I have pent up because I have a mood disorder, and as an artist, I need to get them out. And so audios are a way for me to get something off of my chest. I would like to help a group as much as possible, but first and foremost, I create audios because I'm compelled to create an audio, and that is, I am compelled to create something that speaks to a concept that I need to get off my chest. And that's why when you listen to a lot of my audios, they can be really emotional, or deal with very specific issues within relationships. So that's the second thing. The third thing would be, creating an audio like this has to go, either has to piece together with my second point, which is why I create audios to begin with. I'd have to feel compelled to make one. And two, if I don't feel compelled to make one, I would feel like I'm making something for the wrong reason. I need to feel impassioned about it. And not creating one doesn't mean that I'm not impassioned about it. I'm extremely thoughtful about women of color and how they receive, you know, audios, because the vast majority of my listener base is women of color. And I realize this. The problem is I'm not a woman of color. I'm not a person. It's difficult for me to, so I have to do research, first of all. And I'm not saying that I don't want to. I do want to. I have to do research to make sure that I'm doing something right. I want to consult people who are, you know, women of color to make sure that I'm not like talking out of my ass when I make something like that. And also there's a fine line between, feeling exclusive of other races, because the thing is, I don't want to do the same thing that we do by default to women of color, which is like exclude other people, because there's a point where you get to a territory where, even though, you know, the default standard isn't, you know, somebody with beautiful melanin, the fact is that it's still neutral production, and you can't deny that. You cannot deny me that I'm creating a neutral production. So while wash day was amazing to make, anything more than wash day, you really are stepping into like commission territory, where I'm happy to create something for you, but you have to, I'm not going to just create a public audio that speaks to that, because I feel like it would be irresponsible for me, because I don't know exactly the message that I need to be saying. Wash day was all about not speaking a message. The message of wash day was, fucking black people have everyday situations too. They have feelings too. They mess up too, and they can benefit from feeling comfort from their lover also. That was the whole point of wash day, was that anybody could relate to it, but if you paid attention, it's about black women, and it's about, you know, making it shown that they are part of everyday situations as well. So I think that I do want to make another one. I just need to make sure that there's a line that you walk where you're not specific enough, and then nobody knows what the hell you're talking about, or you're too specific, and then what happens is, forget, you know, white women feeling excluded. It's then you get into territory where, like, you're so specific that you're talking about black women that it feels like you're talking for them, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk for, you know, the group that I'm trying to make feel seen. And it's very easy to do that. It's very easy for me to mess something up and just say something, and suddenly I'm speaking for you. I'm playing savior to you. I'm doing all of these things that I don't want to do. So I think that a sensitive issue like this needs to be seen from all perspectives. As a creator, I request the respect to understand that it is not easy for me to do. It's not just because I understand the plight and the need for it, and it's not easy for me to just do, because I risk a lot of backlash from it. And that's not a risk that I'm going to take, because backlash means that I did something wrong, or that simply something is misconstrued, and I have to do it really carefully. The answer is yes, I do want to make another one. However, when would I make another one? I'm not really sure. It needs to be respectful. It needs to convey the same message, of, you know, women of color go through everyday situations as well. I need it to be nuanced enough so that people can see themselves in it, but also women of color specifically feel seen by it. Because the whole point of everybody feeling like they could be a part of it, that makes it so that women of color feel included. That's the whole point. I can't just make one specifically for women of color and then nobody else can relate to it. I don't want to do that, because the whole point is women of color relate to the same situations that we create in our everyday audios. So with that said, my answer is yes. I would want to make another one. However, there's a lot of work that I did putting into Wash Day, and right now there's a lot of other things, both mentally and emotionally, that I need to get off my chest, and I'm not compelled to do that quite yet. But once I am, then yeah, I'll create one. And that's a long ass answer, but there you go. What are some of your favorite features in a partner? Oh boy. Physically and or personality wise, I need somebody who has a sense of humor and is willing to put up with my relentless need for open communication. Not everybody is as candid and open as I am, and I need somebody who can tolerate that and can work with me on that. So yeah. What was the spark moment when you realized this was something you could feasibly do as a career? Did anything hold you back? There was a moment where I wasn't going to create a Patreon until I had a certain threshold of followers on Reddit. And I remember celebrating 1,000 followers, and the following week, like 7 days later, I had 2,000 followers. And then before that weekend was over, I had 3,000 followers. And so I grew very, very fast. And so by the time I had 5,000, I didn't even announce it anymore. And that's when I said, you know what? Let me just make one. I also come from, I've been a freelancer my whole adult life. I've always worked in the creative field. I paint, I photograph, I film, I edit. I do sound design. I do a lot of things in the creative industry, and I've always been self-employed. So this is just another, like, I came into this thinking, if I can make this happen and I can get people to pay attention to me, I can monetize it and commoditize it, just like everything else that I've ever done in my artistic career. So nothing held me back. The only thing that can hold you back is yourself, and I didn't hold myself back. But I knew from the beginning that this was something that I was going to try to support myself with, because I had quit a previous creative endeavor and I needed something new. And so from June till October, I had no income. I was surviving. I was surviving on savings, and I was just hoping and praying that this was going to work out. If you're in a relationship, do you have any advice for recorders who are in a relationship and how to best balance creating erotic content alongside not making them feel othered or sexually neglected? I understand what you're saying. Okay. You need to talk to your partner. And I'm not talking to you specifically, you who asked this. I can see you. I see you. You have to talk to your partner and ask if they're feeling othered or neglected. You need to ask them why, and just ask them what they need. And make sure that you're helping them take care of that need. And then clarify that that, you know, baby, if I take care of this, like, if we do this, will that clear your conscience? Because you need to reinforce that you're just performing. I was in a relationship when I started, and there was no problem with it. The reason I'm not anymore is doesn't have anything to do with this, but I was open and honest from the beginning. I said, hey, I want to make porn on audio, and they were like, okay. And I'm lucky because I had somebody who didn't care from the beginning. But if you do have a partner that cares, I think you need to communicate how important it is for you to do this, and also communicate how important it is for you to know how important it is to them, and ask them what they need. So I hope that answered your question. I'm not a love expert, so I am definitely not a love expert. Will the Fabcast be coming back? I'm not sure. I don't know. Miri, Eli, and I have become extremely busy with our own projects. So we did talk. We talked about coming back in the new year. However, I'm not sure. I'm not sure we have time for it. So we'd have to sit down and like actually talk about it. Right now, I don't see us really coming back, at least not in Q1. So we'll just have to see. We'll have to see, because we move on to stuff really fast, and both of them have moved on really fast to new things, new and exciting things for themselves. So I'm really interested in the behind the scenes of your work. I know how much goes into producing an audio. Can you tell us the process of making Strings? Strings is just a series of audios. It's just a series of audio dramas. So a typical drama is just me. I have a concept. I write the beats down. I record the improv for it. And then I mix it down with sound effects and music. That's the typical process of making a Strings episode. But I have a timeline. Like, I have a master timeline of how everything goes. And so I know which stories I have to tell and when. Are you producing all episodes and upload them one by one? Yes. You produce or do you produce and then upload? I think that's the same question. I'm doing them one by one. They're being created in piecemeal. I'm not creating like a horde of them and then uploading them strategically over time. I'm not doing that. Have you ever let the responses from your listeners make you rewrite the next episodes? No. I have a story I'm telling, and that's the story I'm telling. And mostly, for the really, really, really most part, my listeners don't complain about this story. I am a new follower. Okay, so lately, do you prefer to go on hangouts with friends or just stay at home? I stay at home and I work all day long. If you're on my Patreon and you're tier 2, you can see me in my workshop and actually like see what I'm working on every day. And I am there all the time. I don't stop working. I have a pet. I have a dog. She's a border collie. And her name is Sydney Bristow, named after the Alias character. What's the most valuable lesson you've ever learned that you incorporated into an audio? That I've incorporated into an audio? I think I did an audio called like, How Do You Feel? And it was all about how a husband who was frustrated with his wife because his wife doesn't know, she doesn't speak. Her love language, I guess, isn't the same as his, and she doesn't know how to like communicate emotions as well. And and he does, and it's frustrating, and they're having a hard time with it, but they figure it out, and then they have sex. That's how audios go, right? I think I learned very early on in myself that I am way more honest and, like, candid than other people, and that other people aren't always as readily able to express their feelings. And I think that audio was one of the more honest audios that I've done, because it spoke to, like, a real thing in my life. Do you keep outtakes or bloopers? I don't really have outtakes or bloopers. I don't mess up and then laugh. Like, nothing's ever, like, funny. otherwise, I would. I would keep them. Let's see. I know you've mentioned you have a general idea of where things are going to go, but you improv most things by wholly committing to the character. When you do make some of the darker audios, like an understanding, does it take you a bit to snap out of it or make you feel a bit bad in a top-droppy way? Or do you have a post-recording routine to combat that? I don't feel bad afterward, no. And when I created an understanding, it was because I was pissed off and I took it out on the audio. So I created a fantasy where I could take it out. And after I was done, I felt better. So that's really how my audios go, is that I have a feeling and I need to get it out of my system. And so I record something. That's how On the Same Page went. That's how Testing the Water, that's how a lot of things went. What decided you to start doing NSFW and SFW audios? I just wanted to. I've been a follower on GWA for a while, and I saw that a lot of my favorite content creators were graduating out, like onto Patreon, onto Siren, onto YouTube. And so I said, I could do this. So I did. So I tried it. I write up maybe. What was it for you? Yeah, that's what it was for me. What is a word you can never spell or pronounce correctly the first time? Oh, that game, Phasmophobia. It took me forever to learn that name. Have you ever been around people who don't know who you are and overheard them talking about GWA and Tom Banter? No, I've never. And also in quarantine, this is like, it's really difficult to like be out and about and hear people. What would you consider the easiest part of creating or acting out a scene, and in relation to what makes you the most excited or eager to play it out? I think performing is the easiest part. It's the most fun part for me. I get to kind of come out of my shell and be somebody else. So, okay. GSB's got some questions for me. What is this? Ferragamo or Louis Vuitton? Ferragamo. Golf or polo? Golf. Martinis? dirty or dry? Dirty and dry. Matcha or Sancha? Sancha, please. Actually, Gyukuro. But if you don't have Gyukuro, then Sancha. I nothing against matcha, but like I prefer the leaves. Surfboard or snowboard? I've never done snowboard, so I have to say surfboard. Bourbon or scotch? Scotch. Sweet or savory? Savory. Edward or Jacob? I have no idea. I don't know what that means. I know Edward's actor though. He gets a lot of shit, but like I think he's a beautiful man. So, Team Edward. Silver or gold? Silver. Harley's. Harley. Harley Davidson. That's it. What was your worst injury or worst medical scare? When I was younger, I had a condition where every single like joint in my body like flared up, and I could not move. I couldn't move because it was excruciating. Don't know what the hell that was, but they drew a lot of blood and nobody could tell me. So there you go. That was my worst scare. What is an apocalypse skill you'd like to have? Knife skills? Yeah, knife skills. How would you say I love you without using those exact words? A kiss. Have you ever failed at something you were truly passionate about? That's a difficult question, because it all depends on how you define it. No. Because I'm going to say that I, either in the moment or in hindsight, have never defined anything in terms of like failure or success. Like, you either try or you don't. The only way you fail is if you don't try. So, no. Is there something that a lover of yours has ever done that made you feel really special that you'll never forget? Yeah. There's a lot of things. I this is a secret, but like, I love teddy bears. And I had one go out to Disney World. And they went to Epcot, and this was on a business trip, and they picked up a Steiff Lars teddy bear, which is from Germany, because they knew that I liked it, and came home and surprised me with it, and I thought that was really sweet. Just things like that, like when you remember something about the person you love and you do something for them, it's a nice thing. Why is it so hard to let go of someone you never had in the first place? I think it's hard to let go of anybody you're attached to, whether you had them or not. I think that's why it's difficult. You're attached to them, it's hard. Approximately how long did it take you to come up with your complex strings universe? It's always evolving, so there's no real answer to that. But it took me like an hour or two to come up with the timeline. What would you say is your most attractive physical and non-physical quality? My most attractive physical, oh my god. I don't know. Either, I guess, my smile or my hair my body. Like my physique, I guess. I don't know. Non-physical quality. What is my most attractive? I'd like to think it's my sense of humor. Yeah, let's go with that. what is your fashion sense? I wear slacks and a button-up shirt tucked in, like, every day. I wear socks that contrast with my pants so that you can see them when I wear my shoes. My favorite shoes are my blue suede, shoes that I've worn the soles out of. I have to get cobbled. I don't wear ties. I button my button to the third button. and I roll my sleeves up. And that's just how I know how to dress. Jeans and a t-shirt, if I'm doing anything else. If I'm home, I like to wear shorts. Doesn't matter what season it is. What material items do you think are worth splurging on? Anything that you want to splurge on. I think a lot of people try to justify why they buy something. The only reason you need is because you wanted it. So if you want it and you have the money to get it and you're not going to put yourself out by doing it, then buy it. Like, what? Just buy it. What would you say is the hardest part of doing what you do for a living? Managing the people in my community. People are fragile, skittish things, and they need to be taken care of. Have you ever gone through an experience that made you think, I thought this shit only happened in the movies? No, not really. What is your favorite word? Don't have one. Do you have a favorite poem? No. Do you tend to think about things a lot before you do them, or are you more of a spontaneous kind of guy? I think. If one of your NSFW audios and one of your SFW audios were adapted into live action, which ones would you most like to see adapted? Probably the one in Lonely, the vampire one. Or When We Found Us. Let's see. If you could insert yourself into any movie or TV show, how would your plot line go? that question is going to take me a little long and I'm going to have to skip it. Are you a sentimental person? Yes. What would your younger self not believe about your life today? This house? Like, the way I got this house is ridiculous. But the fact that I live here with my dog, is amazing to me. Cause growing up we weren't allowed to have dogs. So the fact that I have a dog now, my little self, ever to visit me in time, they would be amazed. Do you have any interest in Greek mythology? Yes, I do. I am a humanities and anthropology major, so I've studied all sorts of ancient cultures, and that would include Greek. Please collab with Cal. It's not my place to say I'm gonna collab with Cal. Cal has to want to collab with me, so I'm not going to ask Cal to do that. Cal is busy, and Cal needs to let me know when he's free and wants to collab. It's not up to me. Since you're a fan of Halloween and films in general, what's your favorite movie to watch during spook season? What do I like to watch? I don't really like put movies on like specially for Halloween. But Halloween itself is a really good movie. And I don't mind watching that. Name an erogenous zone that you have other than what's in your pants. My neck and my ears. Do you have any irrational fears? Heights? If you had the opportunity to say anything to your younger self, what would it be? Oh, fuck. Take school seriously? Do you have any deal breakers when in a relationship? Yeah, when they're not honest. Besides John Wick, do you have any other favorite Keanu Reeves movies? The Devil's Advocate? And then the bonus question. After making an audio where you have to relive past traumatic emotional experiences, are you able to escape that mindset shortly? I escape immediately. The reason I create audios is to get that stuff out. So it's not like I'm sucking it in by doing those things. I'm actually doing something to get them out of myself. So that is the last question so far. That was 45 questions. And we're right at an hour here. So I'm going to split this into two parts. So happy 2021, everybody. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed my answers, and I will see you later.